This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And honor veterans who have sacrificed so much. You know, you look at active duty, you look at retired military, and of course, those that gave their lives as well, and some of the great battles in our history, and some of the sad things that have happened with veterans along the way. And I'm happy to say that at least while there are still many problems with the VA, there are things that are starting to get turned around, and I think that's really good because we can't do enough to pay our respects to those who have served. If it weren't for them, where would we be? It's so important to observe Veterans Day. So important. And, you know, when I look at the people in my life and what they've done and what they sacrificed, there certainly are many, from my husband who was on a ship, the USS Stennis, to my grandfather who served, to my great-grandfather who served, and I pretty much at some point in their lives, almost everybody, uncles, wives, I even have a favorite cousin growing up, she also was in the Navy, and I can remember going and seeing her ceremony. I had another cousin who was married to a Top Gun pilot. I went to Annapolis, and I just get chills when I go to those kinds of ceremonies. And, you know, I've been to West Point, and though I never served, I understand the importance of those who sacrifice and are there for us and have done so many things to keep us as a country where we are protected, right? What would we do if we didn't have people who served, which now is a problem in recruiting, etc. And that's something we're going to get into in the next couple of weeks. So once again, Kate Delaney, thrilled as always to be the skipper of this little ship. On Veterans Day, there are discounts and all kinds of deals. So if you're a veteran, look around for those. A lot of people are doing different things to honor veterans. There are parades and ceremonies and the day off for lots and lots of people, because it's a federal holiday, and it's one certainly of distinction. And Veterans Day was originally called Armistice Day. And there's so much rich history when we go back and we look at, again, various wars, etc., and the way so many people were honored when they came back, and so many people, so many families who lost somebody in wars and conflicts and what happened then. So November 11th is very, very significant, my friends. Incredibly, incredibly significant. All right, other things that are buzzing across the land. It's the great blocker of Joe Manchin. He's infuriated the Democrats. I said in the previous hour, I wonder if he jumps parties. Because how vocal he's been, he's considered a moderate Democrat. Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, you know, the senator from West Virginia. But he's been a big voice in the Senate in cutting back on Joe Biden's ambitions when it comes to the projects that he wants to see happen, including Build Back Better. And that budget reconciliation bill, he wants it sliced in half. And, of course, with inflation woes, this might not even be a voting situation for someone like Manchin, who hopes that doesn't happen until next year. You got to think of where we are. And you look at the final days in session through December, and what are the pressing issues that we are working on right now. And inflation certainly is one of them, the threat of record inflation. Because the pain at the grocery store, getting gas, it's definitely being felt by a lot of people, and that number can get worse, right? That number can get a lot worse. So there are 48 Democrats in the Senate, including Manchin and Sinema from Arizona, and two independents that caucus and vote with the Democrats, Senator Bernie Sanders, the independent from Vermont, Angus King, the independent from Maine. Republicans, of course, are unified in voting against the budget reconciliation spending bill because of the size and also what the social programs, the scope, I guess is the best way to say it, of the social programs. So I see that time ticks away in this, and I don't see that this gets done. There'd have to be some miracle on the Hill for that to happen. And I guarantee the president and the president's people are feeling that. I think they're feeling that squeeze, definitely. All right, there are a lot of states that are also squeezing the administration because of the vaccine mandate for health workers. There's a coalition of 10 states that have sued the federal government on Wednesday to block a COVID-19 vaccine requirement for healthcare workers. So that's another frontline resistance to what's happening with the pandemic policies of this administration, right? So this lawsuit was filed in a federal court in Missouri, and it contends that the vaccine requirement threatens the jobs of millions of healthcare workers and could exacerbate an alarming shortage in healthcare fields, especially in rural areas where some health workers have been hesitant to get the shots, which we know we've talked about that, and talked to people on all sides of this. So this suit is similar to the ones that have been out there challenging this in Republican-led states on the administration rules that would require federal contractors to ensure their workers are vaccinated and that businesses with more than 100 employees require their workers to get vaccinated or wear masks and get tested weekly for the coronavirus. All the mandates are scheduled to take effect January 4th. Remember, it was going to be before that, but that got pushed. So January 4th, does this get killed off, so to speak, or not? The Missouri Attorney General, Eric Schmidt, he's a Republican who's running for U.S. Senate, he says this: the mandate is a blatant attempt to federalize public health issues involving vaccination that belong within the state's police power. It belongs to the states. So what do you think about that? States' rights versus the feds. It is one of those sticky wickets. To jab or not jab, is it on the states? Should it be a federally mandated thing? You can always send me your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. We'll take an unofficial poll and see how many of you jump in on this and give me your thoughts as to what you think should happen here. I would think the top priority has to be reversing inflation. It has to be top on the list. And I think Manchin's right about that, that there's no question people are pinched. I mean, politics are local. Politics are what's in your wallet. You have mouths to feed, including your own, no matter what size your family or your situation. And when you see surging gas prices, food prices, and you can't get the things that you need, yeah, that's when people get a little bit nervous and uncomfortable. I think this has to be the thing they hit head on, without a doubt. Meet you on the flip side.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, it's Kate Delaney. We have breaking news from Facebook's founder and CEO, Mark Zuckerberg. Listen to what Mark has to say.
It is time for us to adopt a new company brand to encompass everything that we do. To reflect who we are and what we hope to build, I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta. Our mission remains the same, still about bringing people together. Our apps and their brands, they're not changing either. And we are still the company that designs technology around people.
Meta builds technologies that help people find communities, connect, and grow businesses. Remember when Facebook launched in 2004, it changed the way people connect. Apps were created like Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Now Meta is moving beyond 2D screens toward immersive experiences like augmented and virtual reality to help build the next evolution in social technology. To unlock more opportunities, go to Meta.com. Churchman joins us. She's part of Author's Corner. Her book is called Poems to Show You're Not Alone. She has had such an interesting journey. Katarina, thanks so much for coming on.
Of course. Good morning.
Good morning. What made you pull this book together of all your poems?
So I was going through a really hard time. I have depression and anxiety, and it was just a really hard time for me. I was very suicidal. I was actively self-harming, and these poems helped me understand and put into words how I was feeling, because in my mind, everything was just jumbled and chaotic, and these poems, whenever I wrote them, they made things make sense, and they made me understand how I was feeling in ways that I could express them to other people. And so after a while, I started sharing them with people, and people would say, I didn't know people thought that. I didn't know that other people thought that way. And I realized how impactful my words could be. And even though it was these really dark, really sensitive topics, how much better people felt knowing, wow, I'm actually really not alone. Like, this person actually understands. And then I also wrote poems about encouragement and finding that light in that darkness. And those helped me get through the bad days. And so I wanted to put them together to show that in order to realize how important the light is, you have to see how dark the darkness is. And you can't fully appreciate how bright the light is until you experience some darkness. And so
wow.
Putting these together
Yes, you nailed it. So you nailed it. So darkness and light, and that had to make you feel good. And by the way, you can get the book under Katarina Elizabeth Poems to Show You're Not Alone on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Mm-hmm. So it made you feel something. It made you feel better. It made you feel like, okay, I need to do this, but you didn't realize the connection that had to be powerful and help you realizing, hey, there's lots of other people that feel this way.
Yes, yes, definitely. Because one of the things that my mind was constantly telling me is, that I am alone, you know, that no one actually really understands, what I'm going through. Yes, everyone is, but people have depression and anxiety, but people don't understand like these exact thoughts, these nightmares, these panic attacks. Like they don't understand exactly how I'm feeling. But then I shared my words and I realized they did.
Yeah, wow.
And that just made me feel not alone.
Yeah, so powerful. Again, Poems to Show You're Not Alone, Bringing Light to the Darkness of Mental Illness. That's the other part of that. So I know you have a poem that you and I talked about off the air, Darkness and Truth is another. So could you do those poems for us?
Yeah, of course. So Darkness is just, I was in a really bad place mentally. So this is Darkness. I honestly don't know why I started writing, because in my head I would rather be dying. All I want for myself now is pain, and I guess part of me still hopes for some rain, to feel little droplets of water come down. Is it too much to ask that I drown? Please, someone please put a gun to my head. People seem better when it's a homicide instead of being that person that offs themselves. I wish I could store all these thoughts on a shelf. I feel like a prisoner inside of my body, especially with a mind that is fighting to kill me. I'm sorry if this makes you panicked or scared. I would rather just help you to be prepared to fight with those thoughts and reality, to know that each day might somehow be the one where you stop and take your last breath. Because everyone at some point must face their death.
Wow, powerful. Especially as you nail that in that last phrase. And then we go from darkness to truth.
Yeah. This one always helped me because it was helped me say, what would I tell someone else who was in my situation? So this is truth. I'm ugly, I'm fat, I'm alone and I'm broken. And to me, truer words have never been spoken. I believe I'm alone with the thoughts in my head that panic and assume my best self is being dead. You see the pain in my eyes and on my arms, all the lines, and it's enough that you don't believe me when I say that I'm fine. To you, I am labeled as perfectly imperfect. You think I'm with love and deserve to connect. And you've never even met me, but your heart says it's true. And if it's true about me, I know it's true about you.
Wow. What do you hope people take away from, and I think you're saying this along the way, from reading your poems, from reading this collection that you've pulled together?
I hope that it brings some form of understanding and that it shows people it's okay to speak out. Because there's this huge stigma around mental health, and it's just kind of like this forbidden topic. But once people actually start talking about it, that's when you realize how common it is. And it's not something that you should feel alone in.
Yeah, it's not something you should feel alone in. And I think that's clearly a lot of what you've written here for sure. Katarina Elizabeth, that's what you'll find this under, Poems to Show You're Not Alone. You can get that on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and wherever books are sold. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for having me, Kate.
All right. I love it when people are authentic and raw and are willing to share and tell you what they're feeling, because I think when you hear those stories, it's powerful and could help somebody else who feels like they're hanging on by, you know, their fingernails. That's for sure. So that's powerful stuff. You know, coming up next, something new, just the facts, well, as we see the facts, funding for female-led startups reached a record $40.4 billion through the first three quarters of 2021. Woo, how about that? That exceeds the previous record of $23.7 billion in 2019. So there was a need. It goes to that pivoting. I hate that word. But what people have had to do to be resourceful because of the pandemic. And so many people are switching careers, starting their own thing, having side gigs. And I think some of that is, that's part of what it is, right? All right. Erosion and beaches. I always wondered about this because I grew up, in South Jersey, really, over the bridge from Philly. And the beaches there, when I was a kid, were pretty, and there was plentiful, lots of, you know, lots of room on the beaches from Ocean City, New Jersey to Wildwood, New Jersey to Avalon and, you know, wherever in between. But how about in New York with the New York sand? You don't think of New York as a sandy place, but over the last decade, the state got 120 cubic yards of sand, 120 million cubic yards of sand. So that's 8% of the U.S. total. That's a perfect just the facts to replenish its eroded beaches. So much of it is for this 80-mile stretch. And if you know anything about New York, you know where this sand is going. Think about it. Wealthy people. Famous people. It's called the Hamptons. Yeah, where they drink martinis, shake and stirred, and everywhere in between. So $1.5 billion is that project in the Hamptons. But how about that? Let's get that sand over there. We need to replenish these beaches. Meanwhile, I'm wondering if some of the people listening, if a beach that you go to is suffering from erosion, and do you see that happen? Do you get a little bit of sand here and there? I mean, I think it's a problem in a lot of places. Certainly along that Jersey shoreline I mentioned, they've had some problems there. There's no, you know, question about that. And I think in some of, even with some of the Florida beaches, they've had some problems as well. It's a question as to whether or not they're getting a lot of sand, you know, that they're bringing in there. I think that's a pretty big number, the one that I just said. But it is just the facts. And coming up, we'll have more of those facts. So hang with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're not exactly going to Mars yet, but human travels into space are happening fast and furious lately. Now, four astronauts are ascending into space as part of the fifth crewed mission by SpaceX. The Crew 3 mission launching late Wednesday. It's set to begin a six-month science and research mission, a collaboration between NASA and SpaceX to keep the International Space Station staffed. The young and the restless actor Jerry Douglas has died. He was 88. Douglas appeared in the soap opera in almost 900 episodes. He played the character John Abbott. TMZ is reporting that he passed away after a brief illness. Investors very concerned about soaring inflation. It had Wall Street indexes all lower in Wednesday trading. In fact, the NASDAQ lost 256 points. And this is USA Radio News. Some economic news that hits pretty close to home. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Home heating prices are set to rise by as much as 54% for some households. That's according to the annual Winter Fuel Book Outlook released earlier this month from the Energy Information Administration. President Biden is calling on the oil and gas industry to increase production to meet demand, which is welcome news to Melissa Verna, who tells ABC's Good Morning America the price hikes are certainly going to affect her and her home business.
The cost of any bill going up is alarming.
I'm Tim Berg.
The U.S. joining 80 other nations in an international cybersecurity partnership. VP Kamala Harris making the announcement after a meeting with the French president. The Paris call for trust and security in cyberspace hopes to bring more stability to the internet in a time when ransomware attacks are running rampant. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Just the facts, ma'am.
And just the facts. Peloton freezes hiring. Women are crushing it when it comes to startups. And what's up with a woman not liking her hot soup? It's not hot enough, but it seems hot, and she throws it in someone's face. Sounds confusing. I'll explain. Plus, crypto cities. New York City Mayor-elect Eric Adams announcing that he wants to become the center of the crypto industry. In fact, that's where we're going to start. So here you have this Mayor-elect Eric Adams, and he's saying he wants to take his first three paychecks in Bitcoin, and he plans to eventually make New York City, like I mentioned, the center of the crypto universe. Wow, that is a pretty big aspiration, right? So it was just a couple of days ago when he said that. Since winning office, he's been really throwing down some interesting perspectives on crypto, and he's kind of battling it out with Miami, because the Miami mayor, Francis Suarez, wants Miami to become the capital of crypto. So maybe this crypto thing may take off. Who knows? I think it's interesting. I mean, if people are accepting crypto and if there's something ultimately backing that, you know what I'm saying here. And of course, we're seeing a lot of celebrities who are doing crypto commercials, trying to make it sexy and big and bad and all that sort of stuff. Ultimately, will legions of people be attracted to it and throw in the money? That is what you have to consider here. I mean, in New York, what Eric Adams is saying, we're about big. So I'm going to make this one of my initiatives. I want it to be fast-growing, innovative industries, and crypto makes sense, and it makes sense for how that could carry over in New York City. New York has been weighing legislation this year to ban Bitcoin mining for 3 years so it could run an environmental assessment to gauge its greenhouse greenhouse gas emissions, because there's a lot of questions about that. But since then, it's kind of been walked back. So initially that was a huge story, and then all of a sudden it kind of disappeared. So will the king of the Empire State, well, the king of, anyway, New York City, ultimately win out on this one? I think he's going to do some pretty innovative things. And, you know, who knows? It may work. No telling. Speaking of working, I thought this was so interesting, because now innovation is this word that gets thrown around a lot. Basically, it means the world has changed since the pandemic. Yes, there's always been innovators. Yes, the people who are risk takers, they have the backing or they raise the money or whatever, move forward with whatever their idea is that sometimes falls flat and sometimes soars and changes the way our world works in some way. Think of the Cheesecake Factory and, geez, the incredible portions they give you, ridiculous portions, actually. So it looked like they were going to close. I mean, it looked not good for the Cheesecake Factory, like the pandemic was just going to take them out of business. But then what specifically worked for the namesake, the Cheesecake Factory, because, you know, they have all kinds of food there, is the brand name, Cheesecake. I was just reading a story about this, that what they did was they put out a lot of publicity or guerrilla marketing about their cheesecakes, right? So they had one full page on handling strawberries. They had 12 steps for hot tea service, and they used 42 different words to describe cheesecake. So they have a 500-page employee training manual, and it has all that in there. So in these locations, they started to maximize their turf, right? And they've got these physical locations, and sometimes they're so big that they employ a lot of people. But it was a big problem that, what are we going to do as we're losing money? Because in March, when the pandemic really hit in 2020, they furloughed 41,000 workers. They cut pay for executives and board members by 20%. And at one point, they were losing like $6 million a week. $6 million. So here's what they did. Okay, other people were embracing takeout. They just transformed all of that. They took those big dining rooms and made a delivery assembly line. They converted parking spaces into the pickup locations, and they ramped up on those ads by 60% compared to 2019 to attract the to-go people, right? So it wasn't necessarily just cheesecake, but it was cheesecake. That was the higher percentage of sales. Their takeout operation just started firing on all ends. You know, 3 million plus location annually, right, is that's normally what they expect. And so now they're soaring by ramping up the advertising, et cetera. And, you know, the 21-page menu, like I said, with a short staff, of course, that's going to be different. But it's really, in fact, the cheesecake. People getting the delivery, late night cheesecake delivery, because it's something different, right? You're stuck inside, or you realize, oh, I can just get the cheesecake. And that's what happens. So Cheesecake saved the Cheesecake Factory. I love it. Everybody always talks about Peloton. In fact, it feels like an exclusive club sometimes when you're talking to people, and they'll mention the person's name that they work out with, and then they'll flash their Peloton all over Instagram and other social media and tell you how incredible they are and what they're doing on Peloton. But it's interesting. The stock has really tanked. It tanked last week by like 35%. And the reason why is because people want to go back to gyms. And with the pandemic in a different place than it was back in the spring of last year, you know, you got Planet Fitness, for example, that's back to 97% of its pre-pandemic membership peak. So people like the idea of throwing their stuff on, getting in the car and going to the gym and working out on all the equipment in the gym versus, it doesn't mean nobody's doing it, but versus how popular Peloton was becoming. I mean, Peloton was soaring. It already was doing well, and there was certainly his interest in Peloton, and that's not going away. I'm not suggesting that, but the fact is that people are going back to all kinds of gyms, and part of that is also socialization, right? You see other people working out, that whole thing. All right, this is the opposite of working out. Do you like candy corn? You know, we just went through, a couple of weeks ago, Halloween.
candy corn apparently was invented by Wonderly Candy Company in the 1880s and then became popularized by a couple of other companies, including Jelly Belly Candy Company. And in the beginning, it was called chicken feed, and it actually kind of looks like what chicken feed would be in your mind, right? So now Brock's Confections, which is the largest manufacturer of candy corn, makes 7 billion pieces a year. 7 billion. And just a couple of years ago, they sold 73 million plus of candy corn. So we know that Halloween candy sales were well over, you know, 350 million, and it was up from even last year. The National Confectioners Association puts out those numbers, and that's a fact. So you look at candy corn, and I didn't realize that it is so popular, people. So popular in so many places like California. They inhale this stuff. They're number one for buying it. Of course, it's a big state. Texas is number two. Florida's number three. It's all the big places. New York, four, and five is, Michigan. So here's what's interesting. If you miss the whole candy corn bandwagon and maybe you kind of like it, they make it in holiday flavors now. No kidding. They have like Thanksgiving dinner, right? Thanksgiving dinner plus apple pie and coffee. I have to admit, I'm very curious to try the coffee. So they've set me up for this. I mean, what does that taste like, right? I think it's interesting that they're trying it anyway. All right, this is not interesting. This is just flat out bad, ridiculous behavior, and that is a fact. So a woman complains that her soup was too hot. She's in a restaurant. It's late in the afternoon or later in the afternoon, like 1:30 in the afternoon. Sol de Jasco is where she is, and it is in Texas. It's a Mexican restaurant in Texas. And this video actually went viral. So she was complaining about the soup being too hot, and the manager would say, hey, well, we'll give you a refund or we'll give you a free replacement meal. But the person, the woman, just kept cutting her off and was F-bombing her, this and that, profanity, throwing it down. And she just wouldn't. They couldn't help her. They're offering her refunds. They're offering her meal replacements. So at one point in this confrontation, she splashed the manager with the soup. You know, why not? Let me just throw the soup at you. And she said, the manager said the soup at least had cooled off a little bit by the time that happened. But she said the spices like really hit her. Her eyes were burning so badly. She said her nose started, burning, and it kind of took her breath away and because she was in shock. So, of course, the woman is barred from the restaurant and charges are pending. I mean, what is she thinking? What are people thinking? The rudeness, the ridiculousness is outrageous. People, get a handle on it, especially when somebody's offering you a solution. Hey, my soup isn't hot enough. Well, great. Let's give you a replacement meal, or we'll give you your money back. What would you prefer? I mean, that's all you want, right? If you go in a restaurant and you don't like something, my soup's too hot, my soup's too cold. I mean, come on, give me a break. It's like what was that nursery rhyme? It's just right. The Three Little Bears. All right. And we're going to end on this one. Just the facts. Metaverse is taking off. So Mark Zuckerberg announced just a few weeks ago about Meta and, the whole rebrand. How about Microsoft? They have a Meta universe. Nike is launching virtual footwear so people can look good in the Metaverse. Dropbox is positioning itself as a content storage for the Metaverse. And Unity and Epic Games are both positioning themselves as Metaverse world builders. Ooh, so interesting. All right, just the facts.
Hey guys, Why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Kevin Kozakiewicz joins us. He's written a book called Exposing the Dangers and True Motivations of Conventional Medicine, a summary of the most commonly misdiagnosed illnesses of modern medicine. That tells it all. Who doesn't want to know that? Kevin, thanks for coming on.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Why'd you write this book?
Well, my doctor, I got referred to a lot of different doctors. One of them finally thought that I had been poisoned. His name was Dr. Alan Vinetsky from Gaithersburg, Maryland. And he started, this was in year 2004 or so, and he started intensive like historical investigation and then just all kinds of crazy lab tests that no one orders. And that's exactly what we found. We found all kinds of poisons in my system. And previous to that, I had been confronting various other doctors, program directors. I was working in the medical profession who were claiming that I might be insane. And so it was sort of a battle between psychiatry versus actually trying to work up a some sort of a laboratory or, you know, historical diagnosis with the facts and labs and so on. And so And that battle's still going on. See, in psychiatry, they don't use any sort of lab test or sort of medical history to make a diagnosis. It's based on just symptoms. And so psychiatry could be weaponized by just ignoring what the real diagnosis is, and then just it's a set of symptoms. It's okay, do you have these set of symptoms, so you have the psychological diagnosis. And so anyways, we were trying to go the other way, and eventually I hired a whole team of doctors, and they started ordering tests for heavy metals, each one did different sort of workups. And Dr. Eric Braverman in New York City, I saw him in that year, 2005. So he ordered a whole bunch of tests, and one of his favorite tests was it's a very fancy EEG, electrical mapping of the brain. And so there are a lot of abnormalities on his exams. One of them was like a low brain voltage, which meant I have a sleepy brain, like a 70-year-old. And so, each test that each abnormality we found, it took it much farther away from psychological diagnosis. We were
so that was
more
the
exact.
So that was the problem, is that you were getting all kinds of diagnoses, and nobody was nailing the problem to begin with.
Right. Yeah. So fortunately, I was trained in conventional medicine, and I discovered this lawyer who seemed to know something about alternative medicine, and he started referring me to, I had never heard of, a lot of these diagnoses or doctors doing these other things. So, gradually we start building up, some of them were ordering different hormone, panels. We found that my thyroid was low, and it became extraordinarily low. It kept getting worse and worse. And as we studied the different poisons I was exposed to, we correlated the hypothyroidism with a toxic exposure. And, as a result of that.
So let me cut to the chase then for everybody listening to us for this interview. What will they learn by reading your book? What will they learn by turning the pages of Exposing the Dangers and True Motivations of Conventional Medicine, a Summary of the Most Commonly Misdiagnosed Illnesses of Modern Medicine? There's a list of those?
There's a lot of things. I think the general public sort of has a sort of a general idea, but they don't actually know that it's actually affecting them. They think it's maybe affecting someone else. So I go through, it's sort of a autobiography, what I was exposed to, what my lab tests were, but we cover poisons in the air, and so they're coming from like chemtrails, the barium, strontium, micronized aluminum, and that could cause Alzheimer's disease, all kinds of things. Poisons in the water. Fluoride is the most common one, but there's hundreds of low level chemicals. There's electromagnetic radiation from cell phone towers, indoor wireless networks. There's poisons in medical treatments, like they're adding poisons. They call them preservatives, but they're actual poisons, like mercury in the vaccines. And then there's poisons they're trying to cover up residues like Roundup in the food that are not labeled organic, and they pose a hazard to people.
Yeah, there's lots of people fighting as to what is real and what isn't real, and what's happening in what places, and what is not being told to people, and some of the stuff that you mentioned there, Kevin, for sure. So what do you hope people take away from this?
That they could improve their health. They first have to learn what these toxins are, and they're sort of secret, but they're real. And then so if you know for instance that Roundup's in your food, you should be eating organic food. You know, how to avoid the toxins. Then we can't avoid all of them. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna have the heavy metals in your system. You're gonna have various toxic residues. So some of those could be tested for. You can go to a specialized practitioner, get tests, or you could just skip that and say, well, I think I've been exposed, and read my book, and you could start treating yourself even without seeing a doctor. The doctor, these alternative doctors will, you know, be able to make it official, you know, that you have heavy metals or this poison or that one. But you can just start treating yourself with natural therapies. Chelation treats the heavy metals. These therapies have been around for many decades. The treatments are like EDTA, DMSA, DMPS, and they actually bind with the mercury, the arsenic, lead, these heavy metals, and eventually improve your health over a period of many years. You don't take them for like a week or something. And then for the different chemical exposures like Roundup, I have another set of treatments. They're nutritional therapies. They're combinations of B vitamins. They're different antioxidants. And I mentioned what they are in the book. You can buy all these things over the counter, actually.
So where can everybody get your book?
It's available worldwide on the internet at all bookstores, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and so on.
Perfect. So that's a perfect place to end this. You pulled all your experience together, and people can find out more about heavy metal toxins in the body. There's lots of conversations about toxicity and poisoning and what foods are high in heavy metals and can they be removed from the body, and you talk about that. Kevin, thank you so much for coming on.
I enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
All right, it is interesting to explore that. If as he said, you can go and get his book through the internet, obviously the Amazon or wherever. But there's lots of conversations about an analysis of minerals and heavy metals, and that what's in tissues. I just had this conversation with somebody, and as he was talking about how do you remove toxins from the body, and how do you know what do you have, and what causes high levels of metals in the body, and heavy metal poisoning is caused by the accumulation of certain metals, as I understand, due to food, water, and industrial chemicals or some of those other sources. So while your body needs small amounts, tiny amounts, very tiny amounts of some heavy metals to function normally, like zinc and copper and that kind of stuff, magnesium, you know, that kind of stuff, toxic amounts, of course, are harmful. So that's pretty interesting stuff. All right, thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and listening to the show. Make it count, everybody.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.